What if the most important asset for navigating life's challenges isn't intelligence, talent, or connections, but something more fundamental? Self-esteem functions as our psychological immune system, not just a nice-to-have quality, but an essential foundation for healthy functioning. It consists of two interrelated components: self-efficacy, confidence in our ability to think and handle life's challenges, and self-respect, the conviction that we deserve happiness and success. When self-esteem thrives, we become more creative, flexible, honest about mistakes, and open in relationships. When it falters, rigidity, defensiveness, and hostility take over. This creates a powerful feedback loop. Trusting my mind helps me make better decisions, which reinforces that trust. Respecting myself attracts respectful treatment, which strengthens my self-respect. Contrary to popular belief, you can't have too much self-esteem. Traits like arrogance and boasting actually signal its absence. True self-esteem isn't about feeling superior to others, but finding joy in being exactly who you are. Imagine walking through life with your eyes half closed, missing crucial details and stumbling over obstacles you could easily avoid. That's what happens when we live unconsciously. The first pillar of self-esteem, living consciously, means being mentally present in what we're doing, seeking relevant knowledge rather than avoiding uncomfortable truths, and accepting reality as it is. It's about taking joy in our mental function and confronting our impulses to avoid painful truths. Consider addiction as the ultimate form of consciousness avoidance. Whether through substances or destructive relationships, the addict's implicit goal is escaping awareness of pain. Before taking self-destructive action, we must first dim our awareness, refuse to see what we know, and make ourselves functionally stupid. As Brandon powerfully notes, self-destruction is an act best performed in the dark. Self-acceptance, the second pillar, involves refusing to be in an adversarial relationship with ourselves. Standing naked before a mirror, what do you see? More importantly, how do you feel? Self-acceptance means experiencing, without denial, that we think what we think, feel what we feel, and are what we are. This doesn't mean liking everything about ourselves, but rather acknowledging that facts are facts. It operates at three levels: basic self-affirmation, simply for being alive; willingness to experience all aspects of ourselves without disowning any part; and showing ourselves compassion, even when we've made mistakes. Paradoxically, accepting aspects of ourselves we don't like actually motivates positive change, while denying reality keeps us stuck. Try this transformative exercise. Stand before a mirror, focus on your face and body while noticing your feelings. Stay with any discomfort, breathe deeply, and repeat, "Whatever my defects or imperfections, I accept myself unreservedly and completely." People who practice this for just 2 minutes morning and night often discover profound shifts in how they relate to themselves. Who's driving your life? The third pillar, self-responsibility, represents a fundamental shift in how we view our relationship with life. It means acknowledging that we are the primary source of our choices and actions. Rather than being a burden, this responsibility represents true freedom, the ability to shape our circumstances rather than merely react to them. While we aren't responsible for everything that happens to us, we must distinguish between what we can and cannot control. Self-responsible people are solution-oriented, asking, "What can I do about this situation?" rather than searching for alibis. A pivotal growth moment occurs when we internalize that no one is coming to rescue us. The fantasy of a rescuer may offer temporary relief, but ultimately leaves us passive as opportunities slip away. How often do you silence your thoughts to avoid rocking the boat? The fourth pillar, self-assertiveness, means honoring your wants, needs, and values and seeking appropriate expression. It's not about aggression, but refusing to fake who you are to be liked. This requires believing your ideas matter, something many weren't taught. Our bodies reveal our beliefs about self-worth. Slouched shoulders, avoiding eye contact, or apologetic tones communicate diminished self-worth. Life contains countless small surrenders that corrode dignity. pretending indifference, remaining silent when hearing something offensive, or being too intimidated to express appreciation. Each time we choose authenticity over conformity, we strengthen our sense of self. Are you actively creating your life or merely reacting to circumstances? The fifth pillar, living purposefully, transforms us from passive drifters to active creators of our life path. Without purpose, we bounce between situations. With purpose, goals energize our existence and guide daily decisions. This practice requires self-discipline, organizing behavior over time while maintaining flexibility. It means deferring immediate gratification for meaningful goals, projecting future consequences, and maintaining focus despite distractions. Consider Jack, who dreams of literary success but never writes, or Mary, who abandons her executive responsibilities to become the office therapist, eventually losing her position. Success in purposeful living comes to those who take responsibility for defining goals, identifying necessary actions, monitoring behavior, and paying attention to outcomes. The sixth pillar, personal integrity, represents alignment between our values and behavior. When actions match professed values, we naturally respect ourselves. When they don't, we erode our self-worth. We trust individuals whose behavior matches their stated principles while remaining wary of inconsistency. The self-inflicted damage from betraying our standards proves more devastating than external criticism. Our own judgment carries the greatest weight. In the private courtroom of our consciousness, we serve as both judge and jury, our verdict fundamentally shaping our sense of worth. Integrity development follows a progressive path. We begin at our current moral strength and build greater capacity through consistent practice. Building genuine self-esteem ultimately requires courage. The willingness to practice these six pillars when doing so isn't easy. We may need to overcome inertia, face fears, confront pain, or stand alone in loyalty to our judgment. The first enemy of self-esteem is laziness, the disinclination to generate appropriate effort. The second is avoiding discomfort. While high self-esteem people are ultimately happier, building it requires willingness to endure short-term discomfort for growth. When avoiding discomfort becomes our priority, we abandon these practices precisely when we need them most, creating layers of avoidance and disowned pain. The reversal begins when we decide our self-esteem matters more than temporary comfort. Taking small steps toward consciousness and self-acceptance, we notice improved self-regard, which inspires further growth. With each step, we become stronger, more truthful, and more resourceful. The energy for this commitment comes only from the love we have for our own life, what ultimately becomes the seventh pillar of self-esteem. Your journey toward authentic self-worth isn't just a personal indulgence. It's the foundation for everything meaningful you'll create in this world. Will you accept the challenge of becoming the author of your own story?